This is your Power Echo Show with Julie Silka Lungi of Jules Cow Politicum, where I empower the entrepreneur in you to rise and shine and create a residual income using strategic social media. I help you change your life. I help you leverage the social media space for you, the entrepreneur, the coach, the online marketer. You are in the right place. Hey, Maria Jeep, how are you doing? Welcome. You're the first follower today. Steve Yuga, how are you doing? How are we doing? How was your weekend? How was your weekend? I am having an amazing, amazing Monday. After I filled my pot this weekend, so I feel absolutely amazing. Hey, Andy Achiga, how are you doing? Esther Muevaza, I see you. Happy birthday, Andy. Let's Flesha, how are you doing? Jolly Duffin, how are you doing? How are you doing, guys? Welcome to this broadcast today. I'm going to talk about the three major common mistakes. They're so common, it's unbelievable. They're common mistakes that most online entrepreneurs, coaches, network marketers especially make, that keeps them struggling, keeps you struggling and broke. And we want to break that chain. We want to break that yoke. We want you breaking through. So the first thing we're going to do right now is invite some friends, because we know this is an amazing, amazing platform. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jolly Daphne, thank you. Sentongo George Santos, how you doing, Party? How you doing, Jolly? Yeah, 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 dancing, dancing. How old are you? How old are you now, Andy? They're asking you. You need to charge Steve Batts. Get your thing charged. Get your thing charged. So, guys, you achieved your aims. Have you achieved your goals? Is your vision coming closer to you? Does it look like it's in high def, huge, massive image around you, or it seems like it's a little bit of a dot of light far off at the end of the tunnel? What is your vision like? As in the vision for your life. And if you're an entrepreneur, there are three things you're doing that is keeping that vision a small dot in the end of the tunnel for you. And today I want to clear the air for you. I want to bring you some clarity, because with clarity comes results. So without further ado, right now, I'm inviting you to the three mistakes you're making. Literally, I'm inviting you to understand the three mistakes you are making so that you can stop making them. And if time permits, I'll also give you some solutions to those mistakes. How about that? How about that? Is that fair enough? Awesome. Because I seem to be talking to myself. Now, what's that? What is that? Facebook. Woo! Okay, there we go. So I want you, number one, you are completely, totally, utterly gray. As in, we can't tell whether you're black or white. You're so ambiguous. You're so ambiguous. Nobody understands what your message is. You are not specific. Specificity is your problem. You don't tell us what you are, who you are, who you serve, what you serve. Everything is so unclear. We don't know whether to come and buy from you and what it is we're buying from you. And people are lazy. We are lazy beings. We like to know, if I click this link, will it take me to that shoe and can I buy it immediately without hassle? Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you're not being specific with your marketing, neither is your target market coming out to play with you. And if they're not coming out to play with you, you are seriously broke. So, hey, Laurentia, how you doing? Hi, Monique, how you doing? Jojo Queen, how you doing? So I want you to understand right now that you need to get specific. You need to get specific on who your audience is. Don't mind if you have a drop in views in your videos. As long as you start to attract a targeted group of people who know what they want, and you are the person that's delivering the solution to their problem. Therefore, you have to know what problem you're solving. And that's where the next thing you're not specific about. Hey, Patricia Okunu, how are you doing? So get specific on the audience you're serving. Get specific on the problem you're solving for them. Get specific on your strategic offer. Because once you have a problem that you're solving, you have a solution. And you have to create it in such a way that it's strategic for your audience to feel the need right now to come and get it. Okay? So here's an example. If your marketing is wishy-washy and as gray as I started out, right? Then people don't feel that like they are in such pain as to want to come out and get it. Okay, so for those of you that don't know me, my name is Julie Seal Kalunji. I'm based in the UK, in Liverpool. I'm a mom of two. I'm married to the best man ever, my best friend, and I'm a home-based business entrepreneur and coach. And I teach entrepreneurs like you in the online space, especially coaches and network marketers and home business owners, who I love to call home bizzers like me, to actually navigate social media, create a concrete plan for your marketing and get results, as in make sales every blessed day. And I like to call it make your business love you, or sometimes get social media to pay you. Now, if you're not getting any of these things happening for you, you're in the right place right now. So let's get you helped. I've been in the business for 5 years now. And before that, I was a solicitor way back when I was, I don't know, I think I was in my 20s, and I was stretching the suit and going to court. And then I moved to the UK and I moved into the housing and construction industry and became an NVQ assessor in business admin. So I know all about business, so I can help you. So let's get to where you are finding the most problems, as in there's a lot of brake in your car. You're trying to get the accelerator going and the car is going, no, we are braking right now. It's time to have some fun with your business. But in order to have fun, you've got to be specific. Most marketers want the whole loaf, right? And they want the whole loaf right now. The problem is you can't eat the whole loaf in one bite. You've got to cut a slice. And that's where it's at. You've got to slice out your special area of expertise, or your talent, or the skill, that problem that you offer, where the solution you offer, that problem you solve, so people know you are the go-to person for that thing. There are hundreds, and sometimes millions, of reps of what you provide. There are millions of coaches. There are millions of entrepreneurs promoting the same product as you, or similar products if you're in health and wellness, if you're in fitness, if you're in travel, you promote e-products. There are millions of people doing the same. How do you stand out from the crowd? By getting specific and stepping away from what everybody else is doing and doing something different. Don't be afraid to be different. So, what is it that you do? What is it that you do? Here's the thing. If people do not feel that the problem you are solving for them is not urgent, they are not going to come to you either. So, that's one of the things, the mistakes you're making, part of the not being specific. It's all part of not being specific. For instance, I hit my finger while I was bashing meat. You know when you want to soften the meat and you bash it with a mallet? So I hit my little pinky and it was hurting. And it was hurting for a few days, but it wasn't hurting me enough to go see the doctor. So I didn't. But then my nails started going black. Now, I like to have nice clear nails. Now, that's a while back, because you see now my nails are all nice and clear. A while back. So I finally thought I really need to go to the doctor, because I don't like black nails, and maybe my nail is rotting and maybe my finger is going to fall off. And then I had all kinds of scenarios in my mind what could be happening with my nail. Hey, Liz Lotua, how are you doing? T. Adams, I see you. Ludija Najemba, I think that's your name. How are you doing? You're in your bed chilling out listening to Lady J. Hey, high five, T. Adams, how are you doing? So here's the thing. Until the pain of your audience is so much pain that they have to take your solution today, you are not being effective in your marketing. So you have to make your strategic offering such that your target audience feel it is their solution, and their solution right now. The problem they are going through is so big, they want the solution right now, and the solution is your offering. So when you get clear on those things, you're going to attract more people buying into your product, services, or platform, or whatever it is you're selling, or joining your team if you're in the internet marketing space. So, number one was, you're not specific. You're kind of wishy-washy. You're kind of one of the, you know that tea that you look at and you go, did you put any milk in this tea? It's like kind of, is it tea or is it dirty water? You're in that space in your marketing. You need to get specific in your offers, in who you serve, in the problem you solve, and in the solution you deliver. Once you get clear on those, you are going to attract the people you're looking for, because they will hear your message and they'll go, oh my God, I've been praying for this solution and God has answered me. It will be like a divine aha moment for them, because you're clear in your marketing. Now, a lot of marketers, just can't be bothered getting skilled on that particular part of their marketing. They like to come on social media and think that if they chase people and chase strangers and do all that, people will come and join you. But the idea of marketing is you're supposed to self-select. The owner of your supermarket does not chase you with a big stick telling you, listen, I sell groceries and shoes and things, you need to come and buy from me. You self-select and go to that specific supermarket out of the several supermarkets around you. Sometimes it could be farther than the one nearest to you because you have self-selected for that specific brand. You want your target audience to self-select. Hey, Michelle Grigsby, how are you doing? So, number two, your problem number two, you have boring titles. Seriously? I'm a blogger, and sometimes I look at some of the titles I wrote way back when I just started blogging, and I just know that if I was reading my own blogs then, I would definitely not be clicking on my link. You want your titles for whether you're posting a social media post, or you're posting your vlog, or you're posting your video, or you're posting your whatever it is, you're wanting people to click on it, you're wanting people to stop and text talk, you're wanting people to say, I want to know more about this. Especially if you're advertising. If you're paying advertising dollar, you want that return on ad spend to be high. You want people to click on your information. So if your headlines are like, you know, like a limp, what can I think that could be limp that should be stiff? Honestly, where am I going with this? Okay, let's get back to more solid ground. Okay, so guys, is the thing, your headlines are boring. I'm gonna give you the solution right now to the most amazing headlines you're gonna produce for your content. Right, here's the thing: pain or pleasure. Some of you know where I'm going with this. If you know where I'm going with this, please drop a fire emoji or something in the comments below. Pain or pleasure? Which one pulls you the most? Let's interact here because I want to know. Which one pushes you the most to buy because you're a buyer of something? Pain or pleasure? Tell me. Somebody tell me. What pushes you to buy? Because I'm kind of like wanting to see where you fall in your marketing and maybe whether that's where your problem is, pain or pleasure. Which one do you feel the most? Which one pushes you to take action? Let's talk about action. Let's forget buying and selling and all that juice. Which one makes you go out there and do something? Pain or pleasure? Talk to me. Pleasure. Juliet Busulwa says pleasure. What drives you? T. Adam says pleasure. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Kind guys, what pushes you? I see over 20 people on here, so obviously you guys feel something when you make a decision whether to buy something or do something or pick that boo or bae or whatever. thank you Ludi, thank you. So I'm gonna tell you what drives me, and I'm gonna tell you why pleasure is not necessarily what you want to be looking for. What were you saying, Monique? When I've experienced pain, now looking for pleasure. Yeah, precisely, Monique. Now, here's the thing. Your title grabs the attention of about 3% of people. But if you do this that I'm going to share with you, it will attract an extra 67% of people. That makes at least 70% people will be attracted by your title. Now, when it's written properly, it can be pain, it can be pleasure. On average, most people are looking for pleasure because they have a pain. Retail therapy. Now, why would you go for retail therapy? You're talking to me, T. Adams. Why do you go for retail therapy? Because you're going through something that's not particularly pleasant. So you're looking for therapy, right? So there are only two ways to go with your title, and both work depending on what it is you are presenting. Pain or pleasure, which is what I started with. Now, we human beings are motivated to avoid pain. We are engineered and hardwired to avoid pain at all costs. Am I right or am I right? Come on, guys, we're here, we're talking, I'm sharing, you're sharing, let's talk. You are hardwired to avoid pain, and therefore you'll avoid pain at all costs. And in the same way, just like I gave you the example of my battered little pinky, when the pain is not deep enough, you will not go find the solution. And therefore, if someone is marketing something to you, but they are focused on the pleasure, you do not relate. Thank you, Julie Busulwa. Thank you, Monique. When your marketing targets the pleasure that people are gonna feel, they do not relate because they are going through the pain. So your target, your marketing, your front-end marketing should be focused on the pain. All right, the pain. Now, I'll give you an example. Most people want money. Oh, yes, we all want a ton load of money. I mean, as in truckloads of money, as in the bank account is swimming in money. We all want that. But here's the deal. Most people are not pushed enough to go do more to make more money because they have just about enough money to get by. Pays the bills, they have a roof over their head, they have a few zenny clothes, they have a few bling blings, and they're cool. So they are not attracted to your offer because you're focused on the pleasure. You're telling them you're going to make money, and they're like, I already make money. I don't really want the hassle of making more money because there's too much hassle. So now you're introducing the pain. So they already see the pain before they see the pleasure of making the money. Making money only becomes urgent when there's something in your life that is painful. When that something demands action. If you were told that you're going in jail, you're going to jail, you're going to jail unless you produce $5,000, you would produce $5,000 if it meant stealing. In the hope that you won't go to jail for the stealing. Am I right or am I right? So pain is the key to people's pockets. I kid you not. That's why people go shopping, because they don't want to go hungry. So they preempt the pain. Now, I'm not talking about the shopping where you go for therapy. I'm talking about grocery shopping. Most people will ensure that the hunger pains will not appear in their life by making sure that their pantry, their fridge, their kitchen is packed full of whatever. And sometimes food goes off because they want to have that plenty. Hey, Brother Robert, how are you doing? So exactly, T. Adams, that's exactly what I'm saying. When somebody approaches you and says, ha, today na kole mali. But in order to call out this money, you have to talk to like 1,000 people. You're going to go, nah, I'm good. I'm making some money, so I'm good. We're younger, you're tuna, tuna alavencha. See, there's not enough pain there. So the pleasure of having more money is way overshadowed by the hassle you would have to go through to make more money. So your marketing people is targeting pleasure, and people are kind of comfortable in their discomfort. They are comfortable in their comfort zone, so they are not ready to step out of the box and do more to make more money. So your marketing is all wrong. Now, don't get me wrong, pleasure can work in the back end. When you upsell somebody, it's all about pleasure. Once you've introduced the pain, once you've told people about their problem and their pain and how you can solve it, in the back end, it has to be all pleasure. You can't be all about pain because people will run away from you. Hey, Violet Karamaji, I see you. So, I'll give you an example of a title that could be, well, like the title I've used today, it's quite catchy, isn't it? Three common problems that entrepreneurs make that are keeping them struggling and broke. Do you see how that title pulled you? It pulled you, you know it did. Now, if I'd said, three ways to make money and stop struggling, you'd go, she's selling me something, I'm not watching. But I touched your pain, so you're here. See, pain titles, headlines. Your headline is the key. Your headline's wrong and you're not attracting nobody, period. Bad headlines lead to empty bank accounts. Get that. That's the second mistake that you're doing as a marketer. And give you three big secrets smart leaders make to fill their bank accounts. You wanna know? That's pleasure. That's all pleasure. Bank accounts, big secrets, things are happening. But let's talk about the three massive mistakes you make that are keeping you fat. You're going to say, no, I don't want to be fat. What are the mistakes I'm making? I mean, I want to lose weight. I am like size 18 now. I used to be a svelte size 10 and now I'm a size. No, what are the mistakes I'm making? I want to know. Pain. Pain or pleasure. Always remember, in your front-end marketing, you want to target the pain. In the back-end marketing, you want to target the pleasure. Now, how do you break even? T. Adams, it's all about perseverance, persistence, consistency, every blessed day. Without that, you cannot break even because you keep doing and then stopping. I mean, imagine if your favorite TV show didn't show up today, then maybe shows up tomorrow at 2 hours later, then it doesn't show up for 2 weeks. You know, we'll show up when we do. Consistency is the mother of success. Then you must have systems. You have to have the tools. You have to have the model in place. I mean, when you go to work, somebody set that system up. Somebody set a system up for you to be able to report to work, log in, clock in, go to your station, deliver whatever you're paid to deliver per hour and go home. Now, in order to make money in your business, you definitely have to create the model and the system. Without that, you are literally running around in circles. Unisahari, how are you doing? My goodness, long time. Good to see you. So, how can you fill your bank account? Hustle, Rebecca. Hustle. There's no buerere like your name. There's no buerere, no free lunch in the world. Go get your hustle muscle on in the thing you're passionate about, you're skilled about, and you love. And because when you love it and you're passionate about it, the hurdles, the speed bumps, the challenges won't faze you because you love what you do and therefore, you know, that's life. After all, you love on you, so you wake up every day to do something. You love on you so much, you go out and do whatever it is and whatever it takes for you to create the bank balance you want, because in life your bank account is your bank balance. That's it for the adults. So pain or pleasure, go for the pain every time. For your front end marketing, that means in your capture pages, talk about the pain, the problem, that thing that's keeping people awake. That's what you want to talk about, and make it urgent. Create a sense of urgency. Like I said, the pain in my pinky wasn't deep enough for me to go see the doctor until I noticed my nail going black. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, my pinky is going to fall off. Then I'll have four fingers and blah, blah. And I had all these scenarios in my mind. I psyched myself to go see the doctor immediately because now I was seeing and feeling the pain. The pain has to be felt physically and spiritually for that person to go find that solution you're offering. Okay, so the final one is you really, really must have a call to action. I mean, seriously, guys, I don't know how many videos of us I've seen or sat through a video and the person just ends the show. And I'm feeling like, huh? Like, it's not even a cliffhanger. You know, it's like kind of anticlimax. Don't leave your audience hungry. You need to tell your audience where to go next, how they need to learn more, what do they need to do, how can you serve them, your compelling offer. It has to be part of your presentation, of your show, of your business information. If people don't feel like you've told them where to go, we are followers at heart and we want to be told where to go. We want to be pointed in the right direction as quickly as possible. So your call to action has to be strong, has to create a sense of urgency, and has to remind people of the problem you are helping them solve. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now that the many times I've bought something, the speaker or the webinar I've watched or the information I've read has given me a sense of this is what I need right now. I've been praying for this and I've got the solution today. Number two, I've had enough of this problem. Enough is enough. So I'm going to solve it right now. Number three, it's going away soon. So if I don't get it right now, then maybe when I come back, it'll be gone. Sense of urgency creates scarcity. If you don't create scarcity, someone will know, oh, I'll get it next week. Oh, I'll get it next month. I'll get it when I make some money. Or maybe I have a job right now. There's no need for, you know, for that extra gig. So there'll be always a mañana, mañana, mañana going on in their mind, and they don't feel like they need to get your solution right now. And like I told you, the pinky pain is not deep enough for them to say, I need to get this fixed right now. So your marketing is wishy-washy, number one. Number two, you have headlines that literally don't speak to nobody. Because you don't know who you are serving, what you're solving, no compelling offer really. Your marketing then is wishy-washy. Your headlines are not really targeted at somebody. Someone may see your headline, but they don't think it does not speak to them. It's not specific for them. They feel like, that's not me. That's not me. She's not targeting me. That's not my message. And they move on. And then if they stay with you and you talk to them and you fill them up and you pour into them, and then you don't tell them how they can learn more or how you can serve them better. Because we all know that free is the band-aid. Kaplasta kako wama mwana wange. Don't worry, that wound will heal if we put a plaster on it. That's what the free is. It's the plaster on the wound. But if that wound is deep, that plaster will just cause it to rot. Along with whatever else. You didn't wash off the dirt. You didn't put any disinfectant. You didn't put any spirit in there to sting that wound into, sting the skin into self-healing. So you need all those things before you stick that plaster on. So the free is normally the band-aid. And you want to invest in yourself. If you're an internet marketer and you're a coach and you work at home in your business, whether small business or you're wanting to grow a global brand, you need some coaching. You need somebody who's walked the walk and knows where the valleys are and where those doubters and haters are going to catch you, and those overwhelms and procrastination are going to find you, and all those things you need to get out of the way so you can see a clear way to your vision and get there faster. You need a coach. You need a mentor. You need someone who can help you and who's got the skills and the knowledge and the passion to help you. And if I'm that person, you're watching me right now. You are watching your coach today. You head on to that link below this video at juleskaupoli.com/coaching. Fill in a very short video. It's a very short form. It will take you less than 5 minutes. Fill in that form and let's see how we can get your marketing message clearer. We'll get you clarity. How to get your first few subscribers into your funnel. We'll help you create that funnel as well. So we'll get clear on your unique selling point. We'll get clear on who you're targeting. We'll get clear on what you're marketing. And we'll get your funnel up and running. And we'll get your first customer. Not just any old customer. Mm-mm. We want you making some serious cash here. We'll get your first high-paying client for you. You fill in that form. Let's have a chat. Now, I believe I've given you the 3 mistakes you're already making. And if you feel you need to change things this side of 2018, now's your time. Give yourself a Christmas present that's going to pay you and pay you and pay you. Because many of us love so many things, but we don't love on us. I asked earlier today, if you had a list of the things you love on this planet, would you be on that list? And I bet you most of you would forget to put Eunice Ahari on that list. I'm not picking on you, Eunice, darling. I'm just saying, Sarah Carey, how you doing? Free always keeps you broke, Andy. You're rough of those 12-hour shifts. You need to make a change, darling. If that pain is not deep enough, you continue making those 12-hour shifts. Karen Ariocott, how you doing? Brenda Hill, thank you for joining. You can never, T. Adams, you can never get rich working for somebody else because you're building their dream and they are paying you what they believe you're worth and what they are willing to pay you in order to continue building their dream. So never, even if they pay you 6 figures, the tax you get on those 6 figures will bring it down to 5 figures anyway, unless the 6 figures are in, you know, you're getting to the 6, 7, 8 type of figures. Felicia, how you doing? Nejuka Rogers, how you doing? I just taught you a lot. Thank you, Felicia. I'm glad. Rebecca, there's nothing tempting. You have to feel the pain that you have been going through all these years, however old you are, and make a decision to change something today. So it is the pain you're feeling, not me. Sentongo, Jorge, Santos, how you doing? Linda, Linda, thank you. Thank you, Sarah Carey. Thank you. Now, here's the thing, T. Adams. It's tempting to quit and do what we are passionate about. I will not be the person that tells you quit your job today, because I'd be the worst person you'd have met today. I say your job is your investor. So love on your job and start minding your business. What do I mean by that? I mean start creating something that you are passionate about, that you love, that will start to take over more and more of your time so that you can fire the job and mind your business, and then it will mind you. So your job is an absolute essential part of your journey right now in order to help you invest in something that can then take over and bring you a life-changing income. So do not by any means jack in your job, because you could be in for a long, harsh ride and you would hate on the person who told you to jack in your job. Because there are a lot of teachers and coaches and mentors who tell people you need to do what you love. So, you know, it's important even if it means jacking in your job. And I'm like, bollocks. Excuse my French. Hi, Muhusinu, how are you doing? So, guys, I have poured into you. Head on to that, jewelscarpoli.com/coaching. Fill in that short form. See if I'm the right person to help you, go through your hurdles and get clarity on what it is you offer. We will arrange a 25-minute chat where all I'll do is help you gain clarity, and then you can take the next step from there if you want. The link is below this video. If you're watching this from any of the places I've shared, I'm going to share the link with you, but you can find it at jewelscarpoli.com. That's my website, /coaching. And by the way, do like my page, Julie Silampo Kalunji. Go and do give it some love, because I share a lot of amazing stuff over there that I don't share on my profile, that right here. If you're on YouTube, there's a video popping up right now on your left side. Go click on it. It's gonna give you some amazing information on how to get social media to pay you more. So until Wednesday, when we're gonna look at your compelling offer. Yes, we're gonna create it right here on this live platform. We are going to do it on my page, Julie Silampo Kalunji. We're going to help you create a compelling offer for your, whatever it is you offer. And on Friday, we're going to answer your questions, because that's what I like doing. Rise and shine to your awesome destiny. You know you want to. And by the way, you can also go and subscribe to my podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, depending on which gadget you like or which you have. You could be having an iOS gadget or an Android. If you're on Android, SoundCloud. If you're on iTunes, iOS. So, jewelscarpoli.com/SC for SoundCloud and iTunes for iTunes. That's my podcast. Go enjoy. Amazing stuff over there. Until we meet again, thank you for joining me. Thank you for having engaged with me.